And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Brink, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start with Harvard, whose endowment has took a $151 million hit as donors pull back over the university's handling of anti-Semitism. Yeah, when billionaire alumni start closing their checkbooks, maybe you need to start to remember that leadership does require more than just academic credentials. And in a move that would make George Orwell raise an eyebrow, a British Army veteran has been convicted of praying silently near an abortion clinic. Adam Smith Connor is his name, and he was fined nearly $12,000 for quietly praying for his aborted son, which makes you kind of wonder, what exactly are they so afraid of? Our neighbors to the north continue expanding their euthanasia program at an alarming rate. The latest developments show doctors discussing whether homelessness, obesity, and even grief qualify someone for assisted suicide. And in one particularly troubling case, a woman was consistently pushed until she finally agreed to be euthanized alongside of her husband. When did do no harm become, how about we just call it a day? Joy Reid of MSNBC has declared that pro-life Christian families are fascist. Well, that's not a very surprising take from her, but according to Reid, wanting babies and believing in strong families is apparently the new face of tyranny. I guess that makes most of human history one long fascist regime. And from Missouri, now comes a story that perfectly captures our confused times. A pastor, you can't see my air quotes, is running for state office to challenge the Christian right while promoting gender ideology. Again, air quotes, Reverend Shumway proudly proclaims that she's a Christian who believes in trans rights. And I just wonder how she reconciles that with Scripture's very clear teaching on God's design. The University of Nottingham has added trigger warnings to medieval literature containing, quote, expressions of Christian faith. Who knew the Canterbury Tales could be so threatening? And from China, we're hearing reports of both hope and hardship. A church leader imprisoned for printing Bibles has been granted bail, while a Christian school founder has been arrested for helping special needs children and advocating for human rights. The more things change. Let that be a reminder that we all continue to pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for more exclusive content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And also don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.